Gymnastics is an often overlooked sport locally, but three young gymnasts, two from Sioux, Ontario and one from Sioux, Michigan, have earned some well-deserved recognition. Ava Greener, a Sioux area middle school student from Sioux, Michigan, Davini Pringle of Riverview Public School and Eden Urkula of Superior Heights Collegiate will be competing at the National Gymnastics Association National Gym Fest in New Orleans June 17 to 22. The three will be representing the Sioux St. Marie Gymnastics Club as the only Canadian team in the competition. Approximately 2,000 athletes from many teams and various age categories will be giving it their all and competing for medals on the vault, bars, beams and floor in New Orleans. I'm excited for myself and I think it's exciting for our little town for me to be going to such a big place, said Michigan's Greener, speaking to Sioux Today before practice at the Sioux St. Marie Gymnastics Club. Greener, 11, has been involved in gymnastics since she was 4 years old. I'm really excited. I've never been to something this big before. I'm a little nervous because it's so much bigger than anything else I've ever done, said 12-year-old Pringle, though she displayed skill and confidence as the three athletes practiced Friday afternoon. Pringle, like Greener, has been competing in gymnastics for 7 years. Urkula, 17, is in her ninth year of competitive gymnastics. I like pushing myself and seeing what I can do. I've worked a long time to be able to do this. It's like, yeah, I'm closing out my final year with something big, Urkula said. The three have competed well in several tournaments held earlier this year in Michigan and Ohio. I like gymnastics because I get to be with my friends. The workouts are really good. It keeps your body healthy and learning new skills is really fun. I like the floor mats because you get to express your dance skills and move to the music, Greener said. Ava and I started in the same group. I love gymnastics because it keeps me fit and healthy and you always get to learn new things. I like every part of gymnastics but my favorite is the floor because you get to smile and dance your heart away, Pringle said. At first I did it for the social aspect. It was fun to be with friends and do all the gymnastic things I did when I was younger but now it's my normal, Urkula said. I get to come into the gym and it's the one place where I can put everything else aside and focus. I like the floor because there's a lot to it. I can tumble in different spots and try different combinations, but I like the beam a lot too. The three athletes hone their skills at the Sioux St. Marie Gymnastics Club, located at the John Road Center, for 4 hours at each practice, 4 days a week. Competing in gymnastics is just as much a mental exercise as it is a physical exercise, Urkula said. When I go into a competition I always think everyone else is just as nervous as me and I tell myself, don't worry about them, just do your own gymnastics, she said. It's an exciting and rewarding time for us, said Kim O'Brien, Sioux St. Marie Gymnastic Club head coach and competitive manager as her three gymnasts head to New Orleans. O'Brien won several medals when she was a competitive gymnast and has been the club's head coach for 16 years. Ava, Davini and Eden are the top three in our gym, O'Brien said, praising their hard work, dedication and love for the sport. Staying in the sport is difficult because many young athletes choose to leave it when they go to high school and devote their time to studying, high school athletics and social activities. Eden's worked really hard to stay here. There have been very few gymnasts that have stayed until grade 12. All three of these athletes are dedicating 20 hours a week to this one sport. They have to miss out on school athletics and some social activities. They're putting their gymnastics first and to me that's what's made them a success, to go to New Orleans. They choose to be here, O'Brien said. Each gymnast said the sacrifice is worth it. I'm making progress and getting better at gymnastics. I really don't mind it. It's okay, Greener said. All three said they want to be in gymnastics in the long term. I'll stay here as long as I can, Pringle said. They're supportive of each other even though there's a big age gap between 11 and 17. Eden is a wonderful leader in this gym. All these girls look up to her so she's going to be greatly missed next year after she graduates, O'Brien said. Urkola plans to attend Algoma University after graduation from Superior Heights but said she intends to stay at the Sioux Gymnastics Club as a coach. The dedication and time management the three young athletes possess is equipping them for adulthood, O'Brien said. Just as O'Brien is pleased with the trio, the three are equally appreciative of their coach. She pushes us really hard, but that's what we need, Greener said. If you're feeling tired, she'll say, come on, we have a national competition to win. She pushes us to do our best. She really is like a second mom. We're like one big family. If we didn't have her, we wouldn't be as good as we are now. We have to keep working at it, and she helps us do that, Pringle said. Kim definitely kicks my butt every practice, but she's somebody I can talk to. I can laugh with her as well. There's that aspect of fun to it. She keeps it real, Urkola said. I'm super proud of them, O'Brien said. They're like my children. We laugh. We cry. Everyone has their good days and bad days, but we're like a family. I always let them know I'm here for them. I'll never quit coaching gymnastics, O'Brien said, inspired by the success the three gymnasts have had.